The Sisters Grimm by Menavan Prague, read by Adjoa Ando. The dreamer awakes. The shadow goes by. This tale I will tell you. This tale is a lie. But listen to me, bright maiden, proud youth. This tale is a lie. What it tells is the truth. Traditional folktale ending. Prologue. All souls are special, son or daughter, grim or not. Life touches her spirit to every one of her creations. But the conception of a daughter is a particularly mystical event, requiring certain alchemical influences. For to conceive a being who can bear and birth life herself needs a little something extra. Every daughter is born of an element infused with its own particular powers. Some are born of earth, fertile as soil, strong as stone, steady as the ancient oak. Others of fire, explosive as gunpowder, seductive as light, fierce as an unbound flame. Others of water, calm as a lake, relentless as a wave, unfathomable as an ocean. The Sisters Grimm are daughters of air, at least they begin that way. Born of dreams and prayer, faith and imagination, bright white wishing and black-edged desire. There are hundreds, possibly thousands of Sisters Grimm on earth and in everywhere. You may well be one of them, though you might never know it.